Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Joe Heschmeyer with us this hour. We continue with Ask Me Anything. If you're on the line, we're going to get to you shortly. If you haven't called, there's a couple lines open right now. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, any question about the Catholic faith, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. And you know who we like talking to? Everybody. You don't have to be Catholic. Anybody can call 888-318-7884. You got a challenging question. You got a curious question. You got a any kind of question, if you want to know about Jesus, the Bible, the saints, the sacraments, the moral life, whatever it is, if it has to do with the Catholic Church, we'd love to take your call. 888-318-7884. Now, I am going to give out a different number because we're going to do a little bit of fundraising this hour. We have to do fundraising every quarter in order to be fully funded so we can continue to do what we do here. So there will be another number coming shortly. I'm going to tell you the truth about last hour, and this is exactly where we are. There's still a few people on the line, and I don't know if, their donations are still being entered, and we're that close to meeting them. I always try to say, we just try to tell you the truth and let you decide what you want to do. And so the truth is, I don't know at the moment. I'm going to need Darren to tell me in a few minutes I see he's meeting with somebody right now. So in a few minutes, Darren will let me know, did we meet the match? I can tell you we're very, very close. We're very, very close to meeting the match. And this hour, we again have the exact same match we had last hour. It's a stretch, but if we can make it, we're well on our way to being fully funded. It certainly helps. 888-291-8000 is that number to call. $20,000, dollar for dollar match. Every dollar given this hour, up to $20,000, will be matched 100%. 888-291-8000. But if you want to make it a monthly pledge, any new monthly money, whether you're adding on to an old pledge that you've already got going, you know, so maybe you're given 20 and you add 10 onto it, or even 50 and you add 20 onto it, whatever, anything that gets added on, that also gets tripled this hour. 888-291-8000. The match is also available no matter where you give the whatever source you use here to give the match it counts for you as well. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com on your phone or on your computer. It is optimized for either. And that's CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or finally, you can just text the word Catholic to 24365. Please fill up those phone lines now. The earlier that money comes in, if you're thinking of giving this hour, if you'd be kind enough to do that early in the hour, it allows us lots of lines open for the end. And there are 13 lines open right now. 888-291-8000. All right, let's do the work of the show. I'll just watch and see if those lines fill up now. 888-291-8000. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest, and he's getting more and more popular. Oh my gosh, he's getting so popular. He's a shameless papist. You can find his podcast, Shameless Popery, wherever you get your podcasts, also on YouTube, or just search the web, shamelessjoe.com. Hello, Joe Heschmeyer.
Hey, Si, it's really good to be here. I'm super excited. This is actually the very first time I've done any kind of recording from my brand new studio in Kansas City, Missouri.
Congratulations. So,
yes.
Why do you keep getting kicked out of studios and you have to find a new place to go? That keeps happening to you.
So 2 years ago, it was we were operating out of the basement of where we were living. And then, you know, once we had three kids, it turns out kids and like quiet audio spaces don't famously go together.
No.
Yeah. And so then we moved into this new space, got an amazing deal on it, but it was so amazing that the owners like sold it. And then like the new owners wanted to triple the rent and turn it into a health spa. So it was like, all right, well, it's been nice knowing you. And so now I'm literally walking distance from my house in a beautiful, quiet location. And yeah, Mike Caprice was just out here and set up a great spot. So I'm very
Are you currently in the kitchen of a barbecue joint? Is that where you're broadcasting from?
I should be. I took him to a place called Joe's Kansas City Barbecue, which is phenomenal, and there's photographic evidence to prove he was in, you know, meat induced in euphoria. But you know, it was very tempting to like make a bid for their sign that just says Joe's Kansas City Barbecue to just like put in the background of the shot. But there you go.
By the way, that number again, there are folks on the line right now, so we're going to get to some calls, but I want to encourage you to please pick up the phone and help us to reach our goals for this hour. 888-291-8000. The thing that amazes me, and I keep repeating it, one second of advertising time on the Super Bowl, which Joe loves when I talk about the Super Bowl because his team is always in it. 1 second of advertising is about $40,000 more than we're trying to raise. Like, we will be fully funded for 3 months for like 9/10 of 1 second of the cost of a Super Bowl ad. You're getting a bang for your buck here. We go all around the world inviting people to reconsider Jesus, reconsider the Bible, reconsider the sacraments, reconsider the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And what we found is just answer their questions and many will find their way in. 888-291-8000.
You know, last hour, there was someone who called in with a really good question about 1 Timothy chapter 4. And I think Tim did a great job answering that, where, you know, the passage gets used to argue against Catholic doctrines like meatless Fridays and like priestly celibacy because we're told, you know, oh, these are the doctrines of demons that St. Paul's warning against in 1 Timothy 4. When, as Tim rightly points out, it's very clear from context that St. Paul's actually warning against Gnosticism. But I wanted to add one little thing, if I may, to that while we're kind of beginning the hour. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, the very next chapter, Timothy talks about what to do with widows. And he talks about enrolling widows. Now, enrolling them in what's sometimes called the Order of Widows, which was basically a list of widows who made certain promises and that the church would take care of. And he warns in 1 Timothy 5, verse 11, but refused to enroll younger widows. For when they grow wanton against Christ, they desire to marry. And so they incur condemnation for having violated their first pledge. But notice that the pledge they're making to join the Order of Widows includes the fact that they're not going to marry again. In other words, these are women who are making a promise of ongoing celibacy. And so the idea that in 1 Timothy 4, St. Paul says you're not allowed to have celibacy, and then in 1 Timothy 5, he takes for granted that you do have celibacy in these cases, just shows the importance of reading these passages in context.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. Now, I'm going to let Joe just answer some questions.
Yeah.
So we'll go back to the phones, but would you make the phones here ring? Everybody you call is one of our colleagues that we work with every day, and they'd be happy to talk with you, happy to take your call, whatever the amount of the gift is. And they'll take their time with you if you want to go slow, or they'll get you done in about 90 seconds if you tell them you're in a hurry. 888-291-8000. Perfect time to fill up those phones because there's quite a few lines available. 888-291-8000. We're going to North Dakota now. Isaac's in North Dakota listening on 101.9 FM. Welcome, Isaac. Go ahead with your question.
Hi. I was wondering, during the Mass, when we say the Our Father, some people, they will put their hands up or put them together, and I didn't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing. I heard you're not supposed to do that, but I've never heard a priest address it, so I was just wondering.
Wait, could you describe it a little better? They put their hands up, but what does that mean, put them their hands together, like over their head?
No, they'll, like, join them together, like, you know,
like
hold each other's hands.
Holding each other's hands. I'm so sorry. I just didn't get the mental picture, no. Isaac. Yeah, I gotcha. All right, Joe, what's the word on that?
Yeah, this is not something the laity are told to do. So the short answer is the general instruction for the Roman Missal, and more broadly, the church's liturgical rubrics, are mostly written for priests. They tell the priest what he's supposed to do. And there are some instructions for the laity, but not a ton. So usually, you know, like the laity are not being told you have to do exactly this, like with your hands during Mass. You know, for instance, my hands are often trying to hold one of my children and keep them away from the other ones. That's totally within the realm of what we're to be doing in Mass. So this idea that we're supposed to copy the priest by using what's sometimes called the orans position, those are the priestly liturgical gestures. And so there is this movement to have the laity because it's like, oh, we're all priests because of our baptism, so we should all copy the priest. And it's like, yeah, that's actually obscuring an important distinction, that the priest is a priest in a different way than you and I are. Now, nevertheless, this is not something the church has ever explicitly permitted or forbidden. So you'll find people saying you're not allowed to do that, and that's not technically true. It's never been told to do it or not to do it. It's just a case of them copying the gestures. It'd be, you know, if you're, and these are silly examples, but if you're sitting on a bus and copying the bus driver's motions, you don't become the bus driver. You might look a little silly, but you're not doing anything like you're not going to get arrested because they're like, oh, you're copying the bus driver. It's like, no, you're just doing something. You don't just sit on the bus and do your thing. Don't try to do the bus driver's thing.
I think that's a great analogy. It's one of the best analogies I've ever heard. That was a good one. Thank you for the call. I hope that got to what you wanted. I'm going to try to keep letting Joe answer questions. James, oh, this was last hour. James from Wisconsin made his donation and said hi to Tim and Cy, and he loves the show. And James, thank you very much for supporting the show then. If you love the show and you want us to be able to keep doing it, we do need your help. Generally speaking...
Can I say two real quick things?
Yes, please.
Number one, if you guys keep bringing the money in, we will have to do this part less. Just give as much money as you can. Let it be matched dollar for dollar. There's a second match for any new monthly pledge. If you don't want to call in, even though, look, if you call in, you can ask people, what is your most embarrassing Psychelet story? And they will tell you on the phone some story that maybe can't even be shared on the air. But if you'd prefer not to do that,
you can text
Catholic to 24365. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and give that way. So if you want to just continue to listen and not even have to mute the phone or the radio or anything like that, you can do it that way if you prefer. So if you keep doing that part, we'll keep answering questions and we'll be able to raise this with no problem. But we need to really step up the giving to do that.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. And if you want to do what Joe said and go online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or just text the word Catholic to 24365. It all of those places, they are covered by the match. We're off to a start. I don't know how else to put it. We have 18,400 left of that original 20,000 we started with this hour. Let's use it all up, please. 888-291-8000. And tomorrow we'll finish this pledge drive. And the phones, I mean, this is human nature. It is my nature as much as anybody, probably more than most people, to put it off to the last day. I mean, I'm one of those people who probably try to call Friday or Saturday. But if you are able to make your pledge today, you really do relieve the phone lines tomorrow. So if we could get your help, 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Off we go back to the phones to let Joe answer questions. Not for to let Joe answer questions, to let Joe answer questions. Tommaso in West Palm Beach, Florida. Oh, it must be rough there at this time of year. Tommaso, are you okay? Is the weather all right in West Palm Beach, Florida?
It's 70 degrees and it's beautiful over here.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's not having a great time.
Man, it's funny that a guy in West, but he just knows the weather. He just tell you the weather because it's probably the same all the time.
He's going to give the same number
all winter. Yeah. All right, Tommaso, go ahead with your question for Joe.
Before I start the question, I just wanted to say, Joe, thank you for everything that you do. And also, people might hate me for it, but I am rooting for the Chiefs this Sunday.
Everybody hates you for it, Tommaso. I wish you wouldn't have said it. Go ahead with your question before I hang up on you.
Okay. So I have kind of a two-parter, but I'll keep it short. So I have first a philosophical question, which is how does the church talk about how we should treat animals? So I'm in an environmental philosophy class, and we're talking a lot about how much animals are worth compared to humans, and it just got me thinking, like, especially with, like, factory farming, if we're allowed to... If that's okay in itself, and also if we're allowed to buy meat that comes from that, and if that's okay. And then I have a personal question, which is I've actually become an event coordinator in my Catholic club in my college, and I'm wondering if you have any advice for me.
Yeah, great. Invite Joe Heschmeyer. That's my advice. Now go ahead with you.
So, yeah, on the treatment of animals, the Pontifical Academy for Life back in 2001, I believe, talks about the way we treat others, and then talks about how we treat animals as well. So it talks about how biblically we know that humans have a unique and higher dignity than animals because we're made in the image and likeness of God. But all of creation is made in a way that is good and pleasing to God. And, you know, like God looks at creation and calls it good. He looks at creation with us in it and raises that to very good. But the fact that we're of a higher order than the created world doesn't mean that the created world doesn't also have its own dignity. And so as a result, we want to treat the created world with dignity. That includes even, by the way, non-living things. Like if you go and just fill the Grand Canyon with trash, it's a hole in the ground. So, you know, it isn't like it's experiencing pain or anything like that, but you're acting in a way that is not suiting the dignity of the environment created by God. And so when we're talking about animals, it's at a higher level. And so the Pontifical Academy for Life says, however, humans must also answer to the Creator for the manner in which they treat animals. As a consequence, the sacrifice of animals can be justified only if required to achieve an important benefit for man. So you can do things, you know, for instance, animal testing and the like. You can kill animals for food as long as it's connected in a proportionate way to the good for the human person. Like you can eat 1,000 chickens and you are worth more than 1,000 chickens. But if you're just killing one chicken for fun, that's morally wrong in a way that killing 1,000 chickens for your own nourishment wasn't. Because one of those, you're treating a created thing with the dignity it deserves, and the other one, you're not. So that's kind of the broad level. One thing that I think would be, especially if you are in a position where you can kind of facilitate discussion on this, one thing I would really encourage you to look up is this notion of what's called human ecology. Pope Benedict XVI talks about this in Caritas and Veritate, and Pope Francis has talked about this a lot as well. And the basic idea is this: how we treat ourselves and how we treat the environment are closely linked. And so we should, when we're talking about ecology, we should think of ourselves as part of that story. So if we treat ourselves in a way where we are endlessly malleable, I can change my gender, I can do whatever chemical stuff I want to my body, I can totally dominate, modify, destroy my own person or my neighbor or the unborn child in the womb, well, then I'm much more likely to think I can totally modify, dominate, and destroy the non-human species that are in the created world as well. And that is an unhealthy attitude to have. Instead, the attitude in both cases should be first recognizing the gift of my own body, the gift of my human nature, the gift of creation, and then responding in an appropriate and a dignified way to that.
Thank you so much for that wonderful question. And now he did have a question about events for his club. Do you have any ideas?
Oh yeah. Well, I think having something on human ecology would be great because I think this is, you know, when we talk about things like the pro-life movement and, you know, the nature of the sexes and all of this stuff, we often put this in a separate bucket as talking about environmental concerns, and people who care about one may not care about the other, and linking those together, I think, opens new vistas for thinking about a lot of these problems. I mean, in Europe, for instance, Catholics are much more associated with the environmental movement than they are in the U.S. There's a lot of reasons for politically why that is there and why it's not here, but it's something that we would do well to kind of pay serious attention to and say, okay, what can we learn from that? So I think the human ecology component can be maybe the bridge that connects those issues.
And now I will say thank you very much for the call. I hope we get to talk with you again, Tommaso. It sounds like you're on to some great stuff there in South Florida. I think Palm Beach is South Florida, right? Am I right about that? Oh, I'm pretty good at geography. I think it's in South Florida. But when you call, please brag about the weather. That's what everybody wants to hear all around the world.
He likes the weather and the Chiefs. He wants a nice, consistent standard of excellence.
Everyone hating him, yeah. Especially the Canadians. They love it when you talk about the weather down in Florida in the winter. Gertrude from Edmonton, Canada, is watching on YouTube and just gave us $75 Canadian. And thank you very much, because I know They're, not every Canadian is feeling great about us Americans at the moment. and we get, it's really disproportionate. I don't know why. We get a lot of calls from Canada. And so we want to make sure we express our love for our Canadian brothers and sisters. And Gertrude, thank you very much for expressing yours to us with that gift. $100 a month just came in from Martin in Michigan. Thank you so much, Martin. That's helping. Let me tell you where we are right now. We've got $20,000 to raise this hour. We're 20 minutes into the hour, and now we have $17,730 left to raise. Long way to go, but it can be done. Please pick up the phone and call and make your pledge. 888-31. The place to call to make your pledge, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. And I'll tell you what. Our colleagues here in the building have the idea that you're about to call, because I just noticed that all of them are on the lines right now. We've got 22 of them on the lines, ready to go. Outside of this studio, that's pretty much everybody in the building. So make those phones ring. If you want to do a one-time $10 gift or $100 a month or whatever you can do in between, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I did mention the gifts last hour. I'll review them again shortly, but you can call and just ask, what are the gifts? There are special gifts at the $10 level, the $20 level, and the $45 level. If you can come in at any of those levels right now, it's tripled, because every new monthly pledge is not just matched, it's double matched. 888-291-8000.
Wait. Than that.
Oh, sorry, Joe. We had you potted down. I apologize, Joe. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't think you can get a better deal than that. Think about all of the things you could invest in right now and how uncertain so many of those investments are, and all of the good, you know, initiatives that there are right now. I know that a lot of people are saying, I've got only so many dollars to give. This is something where we know from innumerable testimonies that people are being reached, that souls are being saved, that people are being brought to Jesus Christ. And we know that right now, not just indefinitely, but right now, your $100 can become $300. And so those two pieces together, I hope that encourages you. If you're deliberating what to do, puts you a little bit over the edge. And if you're not deliberating, at least makes you think, like, okay, where and how am I giving? And could I be giving more to Catholic Answers or somewhere? Because wherever God is leading you, trust Him. The triple match looks really good, but trust whatever God is leading you to. And if you're doing that, I am confident that we'll be just fine.
We will be just fine. And so many times before, you have made it just fine for us. And we thank you for that. We're very, very grateful. You'll notice the number of young people that call today. This is an extraordinary thing that's been happening. More and more contact with young people. They are, you know what? They're discovering folks like Joe and Trent and Jimmy via the podcasts. They're coming to the show. And actually, this is kind of the way the whole thing was designed. It's kind of what's called a funnel system. We want people to come bit by bit all the way into the Catholic Church, and more are doing that. Just recently, Joe and I were with other members. We were at the SEEK conference, thousands of young people. Joe, I'll tell you what, Joe, I want to play a little audio from one of the people that you met at SEEK.
This is all news to me. I'm excited as much as listeners are.
Last time I called, I said thank you to Joe for my wife, because one of your videos had such a pivotal moment for her and her conversion from like a more Baptist background. But now I just want to say thank you from me, because I was an atheist for 18 years and actually was just confirmed this past Vigil of Pentecost.
Welcome
and
home.
Joe, your videos had such a big influence in that journey.
That actually wasn't SEEK. That was a phone call. I thought that was going to be from SEEK, but I'll tell you what, when you hear something like that, if you are one of those people who's like so worried about the young people today, maybe it's the young people in your own family, there is reason for a great deal of hope. And people like Joe and Trent and Jimmy, people like Tim and Carlo, and the other folks we have here on this show, they are being reached, and you can help us do that. 888-291-8000 is the number to call right now. 888 291-8000, or as I said, safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Use up those matches. I'll tell you what, I'll ask you again, as I asked a bit yesterday, if you're one of those folks who has not given to Catholic Answers, could you be comfortable coming into the $10 a month level? You're a member of Society 315. We're going to send you a really cool T-shirt and some other stuff. And we'll try to make friends with you by giving you special events and special materials that are yours, including behind-the-scenes stuff. I remember Society 315 was the first people to get the first picture of Joe's son when he was born. I think the Society 315 saw that picture before Joe did. We'd love it if you'd come in at the $10 a month level, maybe the $20 a month level, maybe the $45 a month level. Each of those levels has gifts associated with it cumulatively. But at whatever level you come in with, if you're a new donor, you will be a member of Society 315, and we would be so grateful if you would, and you'll be making a difference. I mean, do you hear that, man? He was an atheist. And Joe's podcast and what Joe has to say on the air and even Joe's writing, as shocking as that is, even his writing helped to bring that man. And I tease Joe, but what a magnificent testament that man.
But, the point here isn't, Joe is great. I'm as happy to hear that as anybody. No, the point here is what you guys are doing is amazing, because people like you are the reason people like him are able to hear this.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take just a couple minutes break. Perfect time to call. You can call now and be done by the time we are back from this break. 888-291-8000. 16 lines open at the moment. Fill them up. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Joe Heschmeyer, our guest. We're taking calls, your questions. It's Ask Me Anything. You want to know something about the Catholic faith, you're welcome to call and get your question answered. We got a bunch of folks on the line that we are going to get to, but we're also raising money this hour. It does not take a lot of money to run this show, to keep this program on the air. All this stuff that we do, whether video that goes around the world now on people's apps and YouTube and all that, or the audio that goes out to radio stations or satellite radio or wherever, whatever app it might be on in whatever country, all of that, it only costs $225,000 every 3 months. I mean, that is bang for the buck. But I'll tell you what, part of that is it's very simple what we do. We answer questions about the Catholic faith as a means of helping people overcome obstacles and to living the faith fully or to entering the faith so that they can come to the fullness of the faith in the Catholic Church. That's all we do. We're doing it for 30 years here on the air, and it works. Can you support it right now? 888-291-8000. There's a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. There's a second match if you'll make it a new monthly pledge, 888-291-8000. And I looked on the sheet. The only country I could find other than the United States that has given so far is Canada. So thank you, Canada, for keeping it going. Here's President Chris Check of Catholic Answers.
And there's no tariff on that gift.
There is no tariff. No, that's
888-291-8000. Si, I'm glad you started the second half of the hour the way you did, because it reminds me, I came to Catholic Answers in 2012 when I did none of those other delivery media platforms were we involved in.
No, right.
Occasionally, we would bring the cameras into the studio, the little studio over on the other side of the building there.
And where the trash can was in
yes,
the shot.
Yes, exactly. and put the camera on the back of Tim Staples' head or whatever it was, and then make a little clip and throw it up on Catholic.com or something. Catholic.com wasn't even mobile responsive back then. All the social programs, the YouTube channels, not just Catholic Answers Live, but Trent Horn, he has over 200,000 subscribers, followers, whatever it's called, on his YouTube channel.
I know, amazing. It's stunning. And Joe climbing the
Joe
charts.
Joe is catching
like
him. He's catching him.
Yeah.
He's chasing Trent. There was no app. There was no Catholic Answers app. My friends, here's my point. I could go on, but first I'm going to give the number because there are 17 lines open. In fact, we have a little computer screen here, and it's breaking my heart because it says idle. There are 17 lines that are idle, and we all know idle, that's bad. Now there's 18. This is going the wrong direction, my friends. So they're idle. 18 lines are open. Please call 888-291-8000 and make your gift. Si, my point, of course, is that Catholic Answers Live is reaching so many more people. And we really are running this basically pretty much for about the same cost we ran it about 10 years ago.
Yeah. I mean,
adjusted for inflation, that is certainly true.
Oh, without question.
That is
right,
positively
right.
True. It is more efficiently than it was run in 12 years ago, and it is reaching way, way, way more people. And it isn't simply Catholic Answers Live, 888-291-8000. It isn't simply Catholic Answers Live. It's all the other means of delivery. I mentioned Catholic.com was not mobile responsive. It is mobile responsive now. It's also completely in Spanish. The entire website is completely in Spanish.
That's a great point. Yeah. Millions of people.
We are reaching, we have about between four and eight million sessions on Catholic.com a month. We didn't have anything close to those numbers 10 years ago. All this is because of your support, but it has to continue. 19 lines open, 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text Catholic to 24365, 24365.
About 28 minutes to go and $16,000 to raise. Can you pick up the phone and help us close that gap so we can meet the match for this hour? 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000.
Si, we're going to need some large gifts.
We are, yeah.
Large. Five, six figure, or four or five. Well, I will take six.
Six figure.
I will.
Yeah,
I will.
Would it be that?
That
would
be a first.
It's probably, super easy. Six figures.
I probably don't want to put that on your credit card, but we will be very happy to take that from you. And I'm going to mention a couple things here. My friends, if you have an old car that you just want to get rid of, we will take that, okay? We take gifts of stock. If you have appreciated securities because the market has gone up so much just in the last year alone, and you want to avoid the capital gains on your appreciated securities, we will take those. If you are 70.5 years or older, we will take a qualified charitable contribution from your IRA. We can take that. We will take cryptocurrency if you've made a ton of money on Bitcoin or any one of the other ones. We can take that, 888-291-8000. Now, if you're interested in making a gift through one of those medium, just call and say, I want to donate my car, I want to make a gift of stock, whatever it is, and somebody from our super fabulous development department will call you.
A very generous man once gave us wheat And we were able to take the week.
It's true.
That's one of my favorite
real
stories.
Real life Settlers of Catan.
Yeah.
888-291-8000. But what we really need right now to get us to the match by the end of this hour are some four and please, maybe a five-figure gift.
If the lines stay as they are, it's going to be difficult to get there, but I don't think they will stay as they are. There are 17 lines open. There is almost $16,000 now left to raise. Could you help us? 888-291-8000. I am going to let Joe go back to answering calls. I did mention the thing that you mentioned, which is if someone wants to see the books, you let them see the books.
It's true. If somebody else would say, listen, Chris, I'm deeply interested in the work of Catholic Answers. I would like to talk to you. I'd like to look at your 990. I'd like to make sure the place is fiscally managed in a responsible way. I think it's extraordinarily efficient how we manage Catholic Answers. Call me, please. I would love to talk to you about that. If you're thinking about a large investment in Catholic Answers, absolutely, 100%. I would love to talk to you about that. 888-291-8000, and we can be in touch. One more thing, and then Joe can answer questions. I know there are people listening. I know it's a fact. It's a fact. There are people listening who have been blessed with extraordinary means. My friends, here is a chance to have your money be part of the cause for bringing someone perhaps in despair or in unbelief or in confusion because those are all or deep in sin. Those are all the kinds of people that we help. Here's a chance where and Cy here is doing great work with his extraordinary talent on the radio, and Joe with his extraordinary talent and amazing knowledge and not just of apologetics, but his pastoral sense. The two of these guys, they love the callers. But here, how can you join? You can write a large check to keep this thing going. So if you've been blessed with a lot of means and you want to reach a lot of people and then meet them on the other side of the veil and have them come up to you and say, thanks for supporting Catholic Answers, because that is what will happen. 888-291-8000. Okay, Joe can answer questions.
All right, 888-291-8000. In any amount you want to call, right now is a great time to do it. 17 lines open. They are waiting for your calls. 888-291-8000. Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers. You talked about all those advances. I'm going to let Joe answer a question, but we used to not have any stars, or we didn't have very many stars as a charity. And now we're like, we have
four stars.
We're a four-star charity?
Charity Navigator.
Come on,
yep,
man.
Yep, and the other one is called...
Jimmy, Trent, Carlo.
No, that's not the kind of stars.
And the other evaluator is called Candid. And we are platinum for transparency,
yep,
on Candid. Even though I don't think you can see through platinum. We should be like crystal for transparency.
Right, should be. Or diamond, maybe. Diamond.
Yeah. Four stars on Charity Navigator. This is a great organization. I want to say it's run well, because then it sounds like I'm taking credit. It is staffed by the most extraordinary and hardworking staff. And it's not just the brilliant face forward guys that you hear. It's all the talent behind. And it's top-notch talent. 888-291-8000. 16 lines open. Let's get it down to 10, folks. 888-291-8000.
Macias in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, watching on YouTube. You are up next. Macias, thank you very much for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Joe Heschmeyer.
For having me.
Oh, we're happy you're here. Go ahead.
My question is, why do some Catholics refrain from the use of the word prayer when discussing prayer to Mary with Protestants, if in line 2679 of the Catechism, it says things like, Mary is the perfect orans, or when we pray to her? And if we shouldn't, would the move be focusing on defining prayer?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And so the Catechism has kind of a dynamic way of talking about it, because you have those places like paragraph 2679 that you just mentioned, but you have other places where prayer is being used in a more specific sense as addressed to God alone. For instance, in 2559, when it says prayer is the raising of one's mind and heart to God or the requesting of good things from God. Now, how do we make sense of this? Two things. One, part of this is not needlessly scandalizing someone. In other words, many times Protestants don't know the difference between prayer and worship. There is a clear biblical distinction between those two things, but many people aren't aware of it. And so when they hear prayer to the saints, it is as if we've just said worshiping the saints. And so we should strive to use language that's clear. It's fine if the language is accurate, but if it's accurate in a way that I think it means something else, that is a sign I should change my language. You know, don we now our gay apparel. Maybe, you know, you would word that differently if you were writing that song today, because words change over time in different contexts. But the second thing, and the reason that there is this apparent tension within the catechism, within the way we sometimes talk about prayer, is because this is referring to a subtle distinction. And you can find this distinction in 1 Timothy chapter 2, when St. Paul says in verse 1, "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men." And then he goes on from there. Notice, Paul has just distinguished four different types of prayer. You can have prayer of supplication, prayer of thanksgiving, prayer of intercession. But there's also just this prayer that he calls prayer. And so it's very confusing to have a species within the genus that has the same name as the genus itself. And so sometimes when we talk about prayer, we mean that broad genus of any kind of supplication, intercession. Clearly, intercession can go to the saints. The saints on earth and the saints in heaven intercede for us. We're called to do that for one another. Supplication, thanksgiving, all of that stuff. But there is this special relationship that is sometimes called prayer, of just that direct conversation with God. And so, yes, we pray to the saints in one way. No, we don't pray to the saints in another. And all I can say in terms of that being confusing is, well, talk to St. Paul, because he's the one who uses the word prayer in those two different senses, in one way to refer to all four, in another refer to just one of the four. Does that make sense?
Amen, brother. Thank you so much. Yeah, God bless Catholic Answers.
God bless you.
Oh, you and too. Thank you very much.
If you're someone who's been impacted by this in a positive way, if you appreciate hearing messages like this, if this has been helpful for your own spiritual journey, I've got a phone number for you. 888-291-8000. You can give whatever you feel comfortable giving. I already saw one young woman online who said she's too young to give, but she's offering up her prayer. Maybe that's you. By all means, pray for this ministry, pray for this fund drive. But if you're someone who, you know, you have an income and you have the ability to give even a small portion of that to help this ministry, we're much indebted to you. We're much appreciative, and we believe that we're going to make good use of your money.
19 lines open, 888-291-8000. My friends, when you support Catholic Answers, you fulfill the precept of the church to support the church. Catholic Answers is an apostolate in good standing. The Bishop of San Diego says so. We're listed in the Kennedy Guide, in the Catholic Guide. We are grafted to the vine. We are part of the Catholic Church. I'm not saying don't support your parish. Obviously, you should definitely do that. But you can give with confidence that the gospel is being spread, that the love and mercy of Jesus Christ is being spread through this program, through the work of Catholic Answers. There are 19 lines open right now. 18, very good. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text Catholic to 24365.
We have a long way to go, but it is a reachable goal. We're still at $15,000 to go to meet that dollar for dollar, $20,000 match this hour. More than 15 minutes in the show, though. So many times we have gotten down to that. We need $1,000 a minute thing, and we are not there yet. But we do need some folks to make some larger pledges. I got to say, the phones have been ringing with folks who are willing to make that $10 donation, the $100 donation. A woman from New York, just this moment, I just see it come across, $311.68. We need some folks with the larger ability to give the larger amounts to supplement this. And we need your help right now. 888-291-8000. It's coming down to the wire for this hour. If you could make that $1,000, $2,000, maybe even $5,000 gift, you will really put us on the glide path to getting the match fully met this hour.
888-291-8000. My friends, here's the thing. I know my dear friend Joe Heschmeyer said make a gift that you're comfortable with. And of course, yes, good. I want you to do that. But how about this? Maybe you can make a gift that you're slightly uncomfortable with, okay? Maybe something that causes you to have to sacrifice, whatever it is. I'm going to give up drinking, you know, the fancy bottled water, and I'm going to drink water out of the tap. Or I'm
good
not
Lord.
you know, I'm going to start drinking the, you know, the not as expensive gin or whatever,
right, exactly.
whatever it is. 888-291-8000. Here's why I'm asking you to consider doing this, giving something up and then sharing that resource, sharing that money with Catholic Answers. Here's why. My friend Cy Kellett, my friend Joe Heschmeyer, Jimmy, Tim,
Carlo.
Tim especially, Carlo, Trent, these guys leave it on the field every day. Every single day they do this show, they're done at the end of the show. They are whipped because they leave it on the field every single day. And I'm asking that of you, to support the show with the same kind of fervor, with the same kind of enthusiasm, same kind of vigor that Cy and his crew bring to the show. And not just them, the guys on the other side of the glass here as well. 888-291-8000. Make a sacrifice for Catholic Answers. I'm telling you, my staff sacrifices every single day. Every single day.
888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I do not want to keep Joe from answering questions. That's why people listen, and that's the work that we want to do. I will entrust it to you to pick up those phones and call. 16 lines open at the moment, 4 lines occupied. Again, when you call, you're calling right into this building. You're talking with our colleagues. 888-291-8000. You know, it's the young people are ready for the answers. We've got to get them the answers. The world is hard on the young, very hard on the young.
Yes.
And it's confusing. And if someone can just give a reasonable answer, I mean, how many times have we heard, even on the show, I asked this question in catechism class, you know, in 7th grade or in 10th grade or something. They said, stop asking those kinds of questions, and I never went back to the church. And so the ability to answer the questions, and there's two ways this matters. One, to just answer them on the air so that the person develops a confidence that there are answers, that it's perfectly fine to ask the hardest question you want to ask. There are answers. But our boss here, Chris Check, a Marine, says force multipliers. He says, you know, everybody who listens, and we hear this all the time too, I knew what to say when this came up with my kid because I was listening to Joe or I was listening to Tim or... you know, if it was a question about the Virgin Mary, they were listening to Tim. If it was a question about flying saucers, they were listening to Jimmy.
Jimmy.
But so you know how it goes. But you see what I'm saying? I think that there are millions
of
answers.
The number of people helped by Catholic Answers is way larger than the number of people who realize they've been helped by Catholic Answers.
Yeah, amen.
Like we talk so much about the people who are direct listeners, readers, etc. But there are so many people who've been formed by that and now have the courage and hopefully the answers to go out and do what they were told to do by Jesus Christ, to go and make disciples.
Because,
you know, as John Paul II reminds us, that is not just an injunction on the Pope or on the clergy.
That's
you
our job.
You go, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you're confirmed, it says obliged in canon law. 888-291-8000. Cy, I'm glad you brought up young people because I'm thinking especially of young people who are coming of age, coming into adulthood right now. I know because we talk about this on Flannel Panel. The marriage rate in America is the lowest it has ever been in the history of this nation.
Wow.
The rate of people getting married is the now I know that there's legislation at the margins that we think is going to move the needle and we're going to do this tax credit or whatever or mess with it. My friends, the only thing that's going to restore civilization is the fullness of the Catholic faith. That's it. That's it. And Catholic Answers is its champion. We are the champion of the Catholic Church on the airwaves, 888-291-8000. But I'm not even talking about some kind of cultural restoration or culture war or things like that. We're going to win the culture war. That's not the function of the Catholic faith. The reason the Catholic Church was founded by Jesus Christ is as an institution for the salvation of souls.
Amen.
You want to get across the finish line, and you want to also bring with you as many people as you can. And by supporting this program, you have the opportunity to bring a lot of people. What if you wrote a check for $100 or $100 a month and you knew you were going to bring lots of people into the Catholic faith? I can assure you that is what you're doing by supporting Catholic Answers.
888-291-8000. All right, let's fill up those lines, if you would. We've got 12 minutes to the top of the hour, $14,000 to go. Robert is in Vancouver, Washington, watching on YouTube. Robert, we're delighted you're here. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hey, Joe. I think you and your podcast are great, even if yesterday Chris Check specifically excluded you from the list of great apologists.
What?
Answers.
That never happened. Play the tape.
Another unspoken tier above the one he was describing.
Well, thank you for drawing attention to that slight, Robert. Yeah, it's what you do. Go ahead.
I've been re-listening to a bunch of Shameless Popery episodes, and you like using examples like, oh, there are these Christians that claim Catholics aren't Christians, or hypothetical examples like, what if the Sufis claimed that neither Sunni nor Shia Islam was really Islam? So my question, would it be sinful for a Catholic to claim to be the true Caliph of Islam, and the only true Islam is becoming Catholic, and all other Muslims aren't actually Muslim? And if you could give me 10 seconds for a follow-up, I would appreciate it.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'll give you this. That is the first time I've ever been asked that. I think that would be wrong in two ways. One, because caliph has a particular meaning within Islamic theology. And I don't think you could affirm that without denying implicitly or explicitly your relationship to Jesus Christ in the way that he desires you to have the relationship with him. Like, you'd have to deny your Christianity. You'd have to deny your Catholicism. It would be a form of leaving the religion. That's one problem. That's a big one. The other one is just of falsehood, like speaking things that are not true, because the Catholic answer is there is no true caliph of Islam, because this is not something that is created by God. Like, the caliphate is not of divine origin. And so we can't pretend that it is, honestly, without speaking dishonestly.
All right, you get 10 seconds. Nine. Eight,
Joe,
seven.
I know you're a fan of the Chiefs, so I want to apologize ahead of time, but I'm praying for both teams to lose.
Oh, like a good American.
Why?
Praying for both Philadelphia and Kansas City to lose.
My memory, by the way, of yesterday was I gave very high praise to Joe's podcast, but I will say it was the video editor, Michael Cooper, is doing a fantastic job with Joe's podcast.
Yeah, he is. So if you're looking at this shot, this did not exist yesterday until, I mean, he made it. But like yesterday morning, this was not here.
Hey, 16 lines open. Go ahead, give the number.
888-291-8000. Couple of minutes left in the show. 16 lines open. Lots of money left to raise. Time to call in with the big gifts.
I'll tell you what. One of our folks here in the building sent me this note just now. She spoke with Georgina from Washington State, who gave $100 but asked me to hold on. She was simultaneously giving food and rosaries to homeless people while calling.
Beautiful.
While she's on the phone with us.
Praise God.
God bless you, Georgina. And Georgina sends her blessings to all of us. So thank you very much for that. Hey, $14,000 to raise in the next 8 minutes. Can we do it? With your help, we can. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. There are 14 lines open. There are now 15 lines open. My friends, please, we need you to call in now so that we meet the match for this hour. If you're becoming a new monthly giver, your gift is tripled, right? Is that right?
That is right. And every new monthly gift is tripled now.
So call in right now with your gift of $100 a month, and that is going to be tripled. Did you do the math? What's 3 times 12? 100 there?
36.
36. Thank
you. That
36.
Was pretty good for me.
3,600. So seriously, my friends, if you could give $1,200 and know it's going to be 3,600 to Catholic Answers by the end of the year, why would you not call and make that gift? 888-291-8000. That's going to really help us get it over the edge.
I'll tell you what, if there's that person that can give $5,000 right now, I think we'll get over the line. We just need somebody who's got that capacity. And I used to feel sheepish about asking for that, but I have learned that there are people who have the ability to do that, and it is not uncomfortable for them or their family. Boy, does it make a difference for us. 888-291-8000. Folks are calling, and we're getting the pledges. We just... we need the full mix, and that means some folks with the larger donations need to call right now.
888-291-8000. Cy, you should never, ever feel sheepish about asking money for this great program. And by the way, my experience with people who write large checks is it makes them very happy to do it. They love to do it because they know it's coming to Catholic Answers, and they know that a lot of people are going to be reached with the love and mercy of Jesus Christ, with the fullness of the truth that Joe Heschmeyer says. I was just stunned by the quality of those two answers. I never get to listen to the show, except when I'm in here from time. But it's always the highest quality. And I'm like, where else are you going to call to get such a well-made answer? 888-291-1000.
Can I add one more thing in terms of the giving? Not only is your donation basically tripled because you got a double match, but also, like, even if you're not someone who can give a huge gift, big donors often want to know that small donors are often stepping up, that we're not just relying upon them to get us through. And so you help us to be able to say in good conscience, like, yes, we have this many people who are, small monthly givers, and that helps us in more ways than you can count. Like, I don't know another thing you can give to today that can promise you that kind of return on your investment, spiritually or financially.
All right. I'll tell you what, we got to go. Joe, thank you very much. Chris, thank you very much. But as we go, we've got a few more minutes to the top of the hour, and our friends here, our colleagues here in the building, will stay until the phones stop ringing. We are $12,000 away. We can do this. We can get this hour done. I'll tell you what, maybe there's somebody who can pick up the phone right now and say, how much is left? I'll meet it. Well, I'll tell you right now how much is left. A $10,000 gift would do it. That would close it out for us, given that we already have some people on the line. Whatever the amount you can give, we got a phone line for you, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or just text the word Catholic to 24-365. Perfect time right now. We're waiting for your call.